This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Young kids in Western Illinois are given the chance to put their hands to work. They are learning about science and technology through the use of a popular plastic toy. They then get the chance to put those skills to use in competition against other kids in the state. Tri-State's Public Radio's Brianna Descare reports. You have a good idea.
Yeah. 10-year-old Samantha Johnson is huddled around a Western Illinois University chemistry lab table with a couple other children. They're working on a robot they've made out of Legos. It's connected to the robot brain. They program sounds into the brain through cords connected to the computer.
And then it's got...
Samantha and her group are struggling to make their robot turn. The brain is too heavy for the body, and it has caused it to rub against the wheels.
Okay, it's not working. It's not turning. I don't know why, though.
Okay. When they can't figure it out, they decide to take a break. Samantha uses the time to work on one of their competition tasks.
We're trying to figure out how many rotations it takes for the wheel to go around for the programming.
Samantha and her partners are programming the robot to fulfill the tasks of the parking mission they plan to do at this year's competition. Samantha says the mission is to maneuver the robot through an obstacle course and then park it in a bed. She says for 5 extra points, they can park the robot in the bed for 5 seconds. The competition will be held May 6th against other robotics clubs in the state. Samantha says she got involved with First Lego League through 4-H.
My mom had found a flyer for it, and I like making robots at my home, and I like using Legos, so I thought it would be fun to try.
First Lego League Robotics Club is for children ages 9 to 14. The organization is put on by 4-H, the University of Illinois Extension Office, WIU, and Genesis Garden. Genesis Garden is a nonprofit organization dedicated to eliminating poverty. Jennifer Rodriguez is a Genesis Garden AmeriCorps Vista volunteer. She heads Macomb's Lego League. She says the program is meant to get kids interested in STEM fields.
I think the whole point of this is to make science and technology something that is in their reach and not something that's for only astronauts or people who you never come in contact with.
Rodriguez says it's really nice for the kids to see they can build and program a robot without any prior experience. Samantha agrees with Rodriguez. She says the program is a fun experience for kids to learn things on their own. Samantha's mother, Stephanie Johnson, is a volunteer for the organization.
Well, I think it helps them to learn a lot of problem-solving skills. It's also helping them to learn to work together with other people, especially some kids that they don't normally interact with.
Johnson says she has always tried to make sure Samantha had opportunities to work with STEM-related projects. She says that, and Samantha's love for Legos, is how they got involved with the organization. Johnson says the kids can get carried away with building different things, so the volunteers are there to make sure they are ready for competition.
We need a bar, or you need something in the middle to raise it up more.
The club volunteers are focusing on teaching the kids basic building and programming skills. They are working them through the different missions they may want to do for competition. Why Legos? Well, Rodriguez says that's just what they chose. She says this year is a little different. They get to decorate their robots with objects other than Legos. Samantha Johnson, the 10-year-old we met earlier, says one part of the project is her favorite.
Programming the things into the robot, because that part's really fun to decide like how you want to do the activities and what you want to put on the robot.
By the end of the meeting, Samantha and her partners were able to get their robot to turn and make its way through the parking obstacle course. This puts them one step closer to being ready for competition in May. At the next Lego League meeting, they will work on a new mission. I'm Brianna Descare, Tri-State's Public Radio News.